Psalm 10. Why, Jehovah, standest thou afar off? Why hidest thou thyself in times of distress? The wicked in his pride doth hotly pursue the afflicted. They shall be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his soul's desire, and he blesseth the covetous, he contemneth Jehovah. The wicked saith, in the haughtiness of his countenance, he doth not search out. All his thoughts are, there is no God. His ways always succeed. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his adversaries, he puffeth at them. He saith in his heart, I shall not be moved. From generation to generation I shall be in no adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue is mischief and iniquity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he slay the innocent. His eyes watch for the wretched. He lieth in wait secretly, like a lion in his thicket. He lieth in wait to catch the afflicted. He doth catch the afflicted, drawing him into his net. He croucheth, he boweth down, that the wretched may fall by his strong ones. He saith in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, Jehovah, O God, lift up thy hand. Forget not the afflicted. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, Thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou thyself beholdest trouble and vexation, to requite by thy hand. The wretched committeth himself unto thee. Thou hast been the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked, and as for the evil man, seek out his wickedness till thou find none. Jehovah is king for ever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. Jehovah, thou hast heard the desire of the meek. Thou hast established their heart. Thou causest thine ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed one, that the man of the earth may terrify no more.